Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a Flesh Wound Horror Live. So how are you doing, Producer Todd?
I am chilling. I'm actually slightly annoyed right now.
Oh, why are you annoyed?
Because I forgot to put you in the right spot. There we go. Okay. Much better now.
You can change it up. It doesn't matter.
No, I don't know. Last time we weren't in the right spots, it was called out in the chat.
They pay attention to details. Tonight should be a nice little show for you guys tonight because we haven't really done any Wild Eye reviews in a while. I mean, we get one here or there, but I figured I was like, man, you know, we used to do these shows and like let's bunch some together. That'd be cool. This is actually the first of two. We will have another Wild Eye show later in the week, and yeah, got some extreme horror tonight, so it should be fun to discuss. Before we get into it, though, so Wild Eye, would we agree Catsick Blues is probably they put out a lot of movies, but is that kind of the goat?
It is 100% of the raw and uncut line. I'd have to really think about it. Or was it raw and extreme? Because they've had
raw and extreme.
What was the old one? They had a similar line before. I think it was just extreme. Okay, there we go. This line. I definitely think it's the best of that line. Like the whole catalog, I'd really have to think. But if not, it's in the top three, I'd say, of the entire catalog.
Yeah, when it comes to Wild Eye, when people ask me, I'm like, yeah, that's one you should absolutely try and grab. Catsick Blues is amazing.
And there's so much of that stuff on Tubi, too.
Yeah, that's the thing that I will say is really cool about Tubi, because you do get some of that stuff that even Shudder doesn't really go for, at least not in big numbers, because there are some real gems in the Wild Eye catalog. Like I said, Catsick Blues, the Raw and Extreme line, I've liked more than I've disliked. I'll put it that way.
I think there's some that are re-releases that we've seen before, so we don't get as excited. But like when we get the new ones, like we haven't seen before, like A Stomach, it is like it's normally a good time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the other ones that are re-releases on the line aren't good. I'm just saying I think we get a little more excited for something like A Stomach.
Absolutely. And Stomach is what we're going to cover.
I was just going to mention real quick that you can watch Stomach and Creature Cabin both on Tubi.
Okay. So there you go. You can check them out with ads on Tubi.
See if they're going to be worth your time. That's what we'll find out.
If you're new to Wild Eye, I will say, and you're a collector, for the most part, their DVDs are $10. Yeah, so
they're solid price.
Yeah. And if you're a fan of artwork, which you can see on our graphic right now, they always look really cool. Like, even when it's a miss, the artwork's always pretty damn awesome. So, all right. So, Stomach from the Wild Eye Raw and Extreme line. And directed by Alex Vissani, written and directed by Alex Vissani, is an Italian horror film. And it follows Alex, who lives alone and isolated in the countryside, and is also harboring a very dark secret deep in the pit of his stomach. After he is bullied and tormented by some work colleagues, the hate-fueled monster growing inside him has no choice but to break free and help him take very bloody revenge on all who dare attack him. All right. So this one's kind of a treat because, you know, we only get so much like really good Italian horror out there. You know, the volume certainly is not high. So I was really excited when I saw that this was making the Raw and Extreme line. And first off, I have to say, lower budget movie, but I think the production value is definitely there. We open on sort of this gothic looking villa. The lighting is spectacular. It's definitely this Alex Vissani guy's somebody you look at and you think, like, if this guy got money, I could see him being a pretty big thing, because he does an awful lot with a small budget, and this film looks amazing. It doesn't look cheap at all, and it lives up to the raw and extreme line. There is, trigger warnings for everything. If you listen to us, you probably don't care about trigger warnings, but there's not just some killing going
speaking
on.
Speaking of that, Ben's also threw out Triggered and Fear of the Demon as a couple other great Wild Eye releases.
Nice. You know, Ben, I don't know if I saw Triggered. If you want a review of that, though, maybe we'll see if we can make that happen at some point. I don't know if I watched that one, and I remember the cover art, but I think it might have just slipped past me. Yeah, I'll check it out. This delivers on all the extreme horror fronts. There's sex, there's a lot of gore. It kind of plays sort of like a sort of basket case type premise with the killer just emerging from his stomach and just seriously fucking people up. The villains in this are extra sleazy, extra nasty. Does kind of harken back to like a really just grimy video nasty from back in the day. And it's practical effects in this one. Like I said, again, it is on the ugly side if you have issues with certain assault in this one. And I loved it. I thought this was well-paced. It doesn't, 75 minutes doesn't overstay its welcome. And I'd really be curious to see more from Alex Vasani, because I thought this was a home run. It's one of the better raw and extreme titles. And that's saying something, because there are some really good films there. How did it play for you, Todd?
I'm with you. It is like, it's one of the, how do I do it? I want to say it's probably top three of the raw line.
It is.
It's like, I wasn't expecting it to be as much. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. I mean, you kind of nailed it with everything. I mean, you know why there were certain things that I did enjoy in the film. So we'll just leave it at that. But, I say it's one to grab. I mean, it's great because you can watch it right now on Tubi. The gore, it's definitely extreme. It does what it's supposed to.
Yeah, absolutely. And just old school intestines being torn out. Revenge is had. And there was at one point you get like a hand through the head thing. And it really, I wish we had more of this. We were talking actually before the show, just in general, about, you know, some of the lower budget stuff you get now. And some of it is just so safe and just sanitary.
You're going to leave out the company's name you're bashing now, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, the other company? Well, I don't care that much. But yeah, no, there is a lot of very bland stuff. So it's nice. Like when you have a lower budget, goddamn, man, go for the practical gore, which this one does.
Yeah.
This one really does. And it's you know, the fight scenes, everything. I thought lower budget film, it really does it well. It's ugly, nasty stuff that just fits really well with this line. And for you collectors out there unfamiliar with the raw and extreme line, they are numbered there too, which kind of, sorry, trying to get it to focus, but they're numbered on the spine. Which
my only complaint is I wish we could find a complete list, because I have some gaps in mine. That's my only thing. I wish we had a complete list.
Yeah, you know what? And if you're listening, Wild Eye, that would be a really good post for you. Because it can get a little dicey. I mean, you can kind of find them all.
There's an IMDb list, but it's not actually all the number titles. I've done research before. Maybe I should do it again, maybe now that someone did compile the list. But yeah, because I'd fill in my gaps if I had the complete list.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I'm not saying they're all gems, but they're more often than not, they do seem to hit a home run with these titles. You know, a few aside, overall, it's a pretty cool thing to invest in if you're a collector. Again, $10. Usually you're never going to spend more than like 10 on a 10, maybe 12 on a Wild Eye DVD. So it's well worth it. So having said that, if you like dirty, grimy, old school Italian horror, check this one out. I think this one really surprised me. I wasn't too sure, but it rises above its budget for sure. All right, so let's go ahead and rate it. Todd, what say you?
I'm going back between, I'm going to go with four. It's going back between 3.5 and 4.
Okay. I'm a 4 on this one. I really dug it a lot. If you're into this type of horror, great body horror, great exploitation. And yeah, go harder, guys, with indie stuff like this. You should. And I'm glad we have this line from Wild Eye, because yeah, I'm just going to fucking say it. Leprechaun's Game. What the fuck, guys?
I was waiting for, you know, I almost put it in the chat and I was going to say the company's name. But that was funny because that's the one title I was thinking for you to talk shit on.
Yeah, I mean, just like, okay, that one's unusually bad, but like, throw a boob out there, god damn it. I'm watching this leprechaun with an Asian accent that makes no sense.
Which is weird because a lot of those movies come from like England and they have no problem with popping a tit out. Nudity's nothing there. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I mean, I have talked to some like indie filmmakers in general about like the influence with like with China and everything that factors into not getting nudity in certain things. But like, I'm like, okay, it's going to go to Walmart, VOD, etc. I don't feel like you can. I don't know. Like, are you losing that much business if you throw in a little TNA?
Just cut it out if they don't want it in another region. It's what they used to do. They add more in their region if that's what they want.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like, I understand why we get some like shitty CG computer blood splurt. I get that. Like, I totally understand that. I can see, having worked on low budget movies, that why that's a necessity in terms of time and what have you. But like, I don't like, throw a boob in there, guys. Come on. Yeah. And even, you know what? I always give special consideration to maybe a practical effect that's not up to par, because it is a practical effect. Usually that works better than, you know, CG. I'd rather see a Walmart severed hand prop than, you know, CG computer spray. That just does not work. So yeah, I'm happy to report Stomach does it right. So moving on to our next Wild Eye film, which is, this one's an Australian film. We've got a bit of an international flavor tonight, from writer director Daniel Armstrong, Creature Cabin. And in this one, after losing her job and boyfriend, a young woman travels to a remote cabin rumored to be haunted. Once there, she must battle against a cabal of demonic monsters and cultists who emerge in an attempt to create hell on Earth. So, if you're... And I'm dropping the awesome DVD. So, if you're familiar with Wild Eye, actually, one of their titles that got a Blu-ray release, Sheborg, this is the same director. He also did From Parts Unknown, which seems like one maybe we could tackle at some point. Murderdrome. So I don't know if Murderdrome was Wild Eye. I think I know Sheborg was, but this one is batshit. It is definitely inspired by Evil Dead. In fact, there's even a cardboard stand up for Evil Dead the game that's just randomly in one of the cabins at some point. This kind of plays though like Evil Dead meets early Peter Jackson, definitely some heavy, like, Bad Taste vibes here. And I love,
which you could argue Peter Jackson took the Evil Dead style though too.
That is true. That is definitely,
especially
true.
Early stuff.
This one is batshit. Totally batshit. We get a demon rap battle. We get a zombie
that gang. I didn't hate. I'm gonna tell you right now. I that's the kind of stuff I normally want to punch the TV, but I didn't hate it.
You have to be in a silly mood for this one, but I thought it actually delivered quite well. We get a zombie boxing kangaroo that has a fight scene with our lead lady in this one. We get a demonic flying this unicorn thing that's a ton of fun. I'd also throw in a way, there's not really a whole lot in the way of drug use, but it does have a heavy, like, stoner comedy vibe to it as well. So kind of blend Evil Dead, Bad Taste, and yeah, like a stoner comedy, and you kind of get an idea of the feel.
Ben did mention, I don't know if you mentioned at the top, Dan, that it was also called Tarnation.
No, I didn't get to that yet, but yes, it was called Tarnation. I don't know if it ever came out anywhere as Tarnation. At least I didn't see
that. Not in the U.S.
Okay, so you probably won't get stuck with two copies or anything. But yeah, I don't know. This one hit for me. It was just good, silly fun. There's some really cool kills. The character Wheels is actually really funny. There's a point where, again, this one's a little bit politically incorrect as well, which also is a good thing. But she gets, she shoots her like in the leg with a crossbow, and just to try and prove if she's a demon or not. And it's like, I can't feel them. You, I won't finish that, but yeah, it had me rolling. Mix of, you know, again, some cool practical and some green screen stuff here though too, and it works. This one really does work. I will say it's a weird thing with at least my DVD copy, because when I put it in, you know, and you go to like the info, like it said it was 2 hours 46 minutes, and I was like, fuck. It is actually 90. I don't know what was up there.
Some weird. Yeah, it's 90
minutes. Like a black screen, but it ends. It is a 90-minute movie, so don't worry. Because I was like, man,
unless the audio commentary, they keep talking for an extra 90 minutes, that would do that.
But yeah, I don't know, that'd be a long talk. But I was like, fuck. I mean, I love me some zombie kangaroos, but I don't know if I can do 2 hours and 46 minutes.
It's like when we heard that Terrifier, like, Terrifier 2. Like,
two.
We got I Spit on Your Grave deja vu times and shit.
But yeah, and I should also throw in Buffy too. Like, I guess I'd blend Buffy in there. It's like all this talk of like the Chosen One. And the lead was also, I believe, in She-Borg. I can't remember the character name, but so there's some crossover there as well. Yeah, this is just a wild, crazy fucking indie movie that has a lot of creativity and is also, I would consider, a gem. Not an extreme horror film. You know, no. You get gore and everything, but this is not like raw and extreme.
I did want to say, Dan, you were correct. Wheels, what played She-Borg in She-Borg?
Okay, and I think our lead actress was in there too. I believe.
What was our lead actress's?
I'm spacing on the character name.
The IMDb order is really like off, so I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, but I believe I remember her from that too. We reviewed She-Borg when it came out. So yeah, might be one worth revisiting. That's a really cheap Blu-ray too, if you want to grab that one. I want to say, at least as far as memory goes, I think I like this more than She-Borg.
Yeah, I do. I would agree.
Yeah, so Ben talks about the new Ari Aster movie being 3.5 hours. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. That might warrant it. Although that's a long fucking time. So you got to make
Dan, sure. Let's not spend this, you know,
Yeah.
Orally. I know. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Todd, you can say sucking off Ari Aster. Oh, it's the Raw and Extreme show. That's what you wanted to say. Go ahead and say it. I will suck off Ari Aster if I want to, Todd. God damn it. So anyways.
Creature Hi, Wild Cabin. Eye. Trying to keep him on task.
I know. So Creature Cabin, Todd, any closing thoughts before we rate it?
I know. This was right up my alley. I was in the perfect mood for it. It's hysterical. And normally that the demon or the rap battle you mentioned, normally that would drive me insane. I already said it earlier. But, like, you know, I get mad at, now this is a spoiler, the fucking stupid-ass Night of the Demons 3 rap at the end, the Monster Squad rap. Just that era of, like, we're going to be cool and make a rap song at the end. And, yeah, stuff like that. But it absolutely worked. It was funny. And, yeah, I definitely think it's better than Sheborg, but it's different. So it's got that.
Yeah, I remember liking Sheborg, but this was definitely a cut above for me.
And Ben's asking in the chat, is Sheborg and Manborg related? They are not.
No, I don't know if you're joking, but no, they have no connection. No, they may have fucked once. I don't know.
Well, damn, Ben. I'm sorry. Dan's kind of being uppity today.
I'm not being uppity. It was a joke. God damn it.
You asked if he was serious.
I don't know if that was a joke. I couldn't tell.
I don't know what.
I'm not being an asshole to Ben.
Okay, you know what? Ben Grimm brought up the Tom Hanks rap at the end of Dragnet. I'll give that one a pass, too. It's stupid.
Wow, it's been a minute since I don't remember a rap.
Oh my god, there was a music video for it. It's so horrible. They're both dancing around. Maybe I'll find it. We'll watch it on our next post show.
Yeah, why not? Because I don't, although it's been years since I've watched Dragnet. I didn't get the new Blu-ray. But all right, let's rate this son of a bitch. I am 3.5. I like this one a lot.
I'm actually 4 on this one too. I really did like this one.
Awesome. Awesome. There you go. Creature Cabin. Check that out now. It's almost a shame there wasn't enough to, because I know a lot of people that do just kind of buy the Raw and Extreme stuff, but you really should take a look at Creature Cabin. It is also, I think, a gem from them that warrants a watch. And so our third film tonight, let's see if we keep this momentum up, because we're 2-0 so far. Our next film is from writer-director Lucky Cerruti. And it is Freak. And in this one, a bloody urban legend becomes all too real for a group of kids heading out for a weekend of camping and partying. What awaits them in the woods is going to turn them inside out. All right. So this one, I got to put it over first. This is a 52-minute movie. And there is a little after credits thing, just as an FYI. But 52 minutes tells a complete story, very basic sort of slasher storyline. There's nothing new here. And I'm just going to throw that out. I'd like to see this become more of a regular thing. Like if you're just, this is just a throwback 80s slasher homage. It doesn't reinvent the wheel. It is a very basic storyline. And you don't need to hit 90 minutes for that. This tells everything. You've seen it before, a storyline in terms of the story, but you keep it tight at that 52 minutes. I think more short form horror like this should be what people aspire to. Nothing wrong with being 90 minutes or 2 hours or even 3 hours if it warrants it. But if you're just kind of doing this sort of thing, like your love letter to 80s slashers, you really don't need to be much longer than this. It works. Again, Masters of Horror length. It works. And first off, I want to say practical effects, always a plus. This one uses puppets, and there is like a behind the scenes and director's commentary on this, which kind of gives you some insight into how it works. But I really liked it. Now, this is one of these things I could see some people looking at it and thinking like, oh, man, that's kind of dumb. It doesn't work for me. For me, it absolutely does. I think the creature is very, very memorable in this one, Arthur, the creature. I loved it. I thought this one actually could have qualified for the Rotten Extreme label, because there's nothing too fucked up sexually or anything in it, but there is some gore that I think possibly could have thrown it on there if they wanted to. But the kills are fun. You know, I don't know if any of the actors particularly stand out, but they're pretty good for a low budget slasher movie. And I don't know, man, I thought the effects for me were a home run in this. I'd love to see more of it. It just the puppetry and everything. And I know that's hard. I know that takes longer, but I think it paid off with this film. How do you feel about Freak, Todd?
Yeah, this is it's a great throwback. I mean, you mentioned the puppet or the creature.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Like both the last two, they're totally different in tone than, you know, the Raw and Extreme. But I do get this one would qualify, but I think that it being, they have some other light ones on the line too. And Ben just mentioned he got the Freak in a horror pack, seeing if it's worth opening. That's actually a different Freak.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask which horror pack, because
no, it's from Tubi, and it threw me off at first too. The other one is from,
I don't think, have we gotten any Wild Eye titles in horror pack? At least not recently.
No, I don't think ever.
They'd be a good company they should look into partnering with.
Yeah, I know. I agree, because there's a lot of ones that would be nice to get a little Blu-ray of.
Yeah.
Bianca Crespo is the one who did the Freak that's in Horror Pack, which that movie is on Tubi, but not the same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, in terms of the gore, we do get some genital trauma here, which is always squirm-inducing. And I don't know. I could see Arthur becoming maybe a little bit of an indie icon. This does kind of leave things somewhat open for a follow-up. Arthur Crenshaw, maybe the next Victor Crowley. You never know. But, yeah, guys, keep it at this length. I wish more people did that. I even back in the day, I remember saying, like, let's shoot for 70. But everybody wanted, like, oh, no, it's got to be 90 to be a, like, no, it doesn't have to be anything. Why does that matter anymore?
That was a distributor thing. That was a different time. You don't need it now. I mean, look at Full Moon. They've been doing hour movies for like 5 years. Doesn't hurt them for me.
No, absolutely. So no filler. It just, this one just really, really, I thought kicks ass. I've got the Arthur Crenshaw in my head, and I love it. I really do. That's the highlight of this movie for me. And so, yeah, if you're a slasher aficionado, again, you've seen it all before. I mean, this follows a very basic storyline beat of a slasher movie, but it entertained the hell out of me. And I never looked at my watch. If you tried to expand it to 90 minutes, I probably would have. So with that being said, Todd, you ready to rate this one?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to be a little extra generous with this one too, because of the length and because I love the creature effects so much, and give this one a 3.5. Even though it's not the most original story out there, I'm still going to give this one a high rating, because I think it warrants it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm also a 3.5. Although I did like this one as much as our... Man, see, now I'm thinking compared to the last one, I'm kind of on par. You know what? Fuck it. All three today are getting a 4. I had fun with this batch.
Oh, sweet. Okay. That works. Yeah, I thought this was a very good batch. And just to recap it, I mean, not that you know, buy them all separately if you want to, but Stomach. Again, really cool art. Freak, which has awesome art. Although there is some awesome art out there that doesn't quite live up to it, but and Creature Cabin. All a lot of fun. Good night at the movies.
Do we have some inner art in Stomach?
Do we have inner art in
Stomach? Well, we have a clear case.
Yeah, me too. Sure.
Checking for boobs.
I think you're probably fine. There's no nudity, but there is some blood leakage in a spot that I won't show it. I don't think there's any issue, but better be safe. So these are really like I said, we hear a lot about people collecting from certain labels that will put out stuff that looks like somebody jizzed on the discs. Not naming names or anything. So on that note, guys, even though there's a huge uptick when we're cutting promos, thank you so much. And we will see you back here Sunday, I believe is our next one, for a Munsters watch along, the dreaded Christmas movie, which we'll see.
I was going to pull it out, maybe I should not say it like that. I had it right here. I was going to show it, but we'll just go.
Yeah, we'll just go. Don't pull it out, Todd.
That's why I'm phrasing.
Don't pull it out. All right, guys. Good night. Catch us on Sunday.
Good evening.